Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The big story of the morning is the debate overnight in America in Philadelphia between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. It lasted for, I think, about an hour.
100 minutes,
apparently. 100 minutes. Really quite a fiery debate. No knockout punch landed by either side. But I think most commentators, Kira, are calling it as advantage Harris. She kind of needled him from the start, got under his skin. And it seemed to work.
She had a few killer lines, I would think. She said, 81 million people fired Donald Trump. And he's having a hard time processing that. I thought that was a great line. She also said, he kept coming back about the Biden administration. And she said, you're not running against Biden, you're running against me. And she kind of slapped him around a little bit. That Donald Trump, in fairness, I was trying to pick out something because I think it's you know, as well to be as fair-handed as you can, although I think most people think that Kamala Harris certainly took last night. But Donald Trump did say at one stage, which I thought was very, very good, I probably took a bullet to the head because of things that they say about me. They talk about me being a threat to democracy. They're the threat to democracy. And he made the point that the monstering of Donald Trump and the villainizing of Donald Trump, that the man was shot earlier on in this campaign. So there was a few shots fired, but overall, I thought he looked needled. I thought
he
looked angry.
And she knew how to needle him.
Yes.
Like things like, for example, claiming that his, or maybe whether it's a claim or whether it's true, that his rallies, people got bored and left that the numbers weren't as big as he said they were. That kind of stuff really gets him.
She said
world leaders were laughing at him.
I know. And if there's ever a man who doesn't like being laughed at, it is Donald Trump.
CNN, by the way, Kira, CNN says that there were 33 false claims made by
there
Donald.
There was fact-checking went on last night. Let's have a little listen to some of the things that were said last night, including this extraordinary claim by Donald Trump about Springfield, Ohio.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. People on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So.
Extraordinary claims.
I thought it was
Donald.
The Simpsons he was talking about practically, but just extraordinary stuff.
Yeah, Kamala Harris, polls show she is particularly strong on the abortion issue. In the debate last night, she said overturning Roe versus Wade, by doing so, the Supreme Court had put all women at risk.
Pregnant women who want to carry a pregnancy to term, suffering from a miscarriage, being denied care in an emergency room because the healthcare providers are afraid they might go to jail, and she's bleeding out in a car in the parking lot. She didn't want that.
Yeah, she was particularly strong on that last night. Look, let us know this morning. Did you listen and watch the debate last night? Have you just seen what, you know, the clips are all over social media this morning and indeed all over the news? What did you think happened last night out there? It's extraordinary insight into American politics. You would never see the likes of it here, let's be fair. But who won? And what was your take on it? We would love to hear from you this morning on the show. The WhatsApp is 087 1400 106.
Now we're joined by Kevin O'Malley, American lawyer and diplomat, who was United States ambassador to Ireland from 2014 to 2017. Ambassador, in your view, who won the debate?
So I think most people that would be objective would have to say that Vice President Harris showed herself tonight to be quite on top of things and was far superior to former President Trump. It's hard for me. I am biased. I'm a Democrat. I have always been a Democrat. I came to the debate looking to see how it was going to go, and we've certainly all seen President Trump for years. We haven't seen that much of Vice President Harris, and she showed herself tonight to be quite presidential, and I think clearly in the minds of the viewers would be the superior candidate.
She seemed to have a strategy of, and a lot of people had on the Democratic side, I think, had hoped she would do this, of deliberately trying to get under Donald Trump's skin, of needling him by things, for example, like the size of his rallies. Did that work in your view?
So I kind of argue with the premise that she was trying to get under Donald Trump's skin. I think Donald Trump's is so thin-skinned that it really, you don't try to get under it. It just say the truth, and he seems to react badly to it. He clearly went off script on any number of issues. His advisors were probably tearing out their hair, telling him to keep on to issues which they think are winners. But he, I think, because he's a narcissist, can't resist. And if she was trying to bait him, she was hugely successful, but I don't think it requires a great deal of effort to get Donald Trump to talk about Donald Trump. I think that's one of his classic and maybe fatal flaws.
Donald Trump complained about the ABC moderators after the debate. Was there any validity to those complaints, do you think?
You know, if you complain about everything all the time when you come up on the short end, I think it's a waste of time to analyze the complaint any longer. You know, Donald Trump, when he wins, everything is fine. And when he loses, it's always somebody else's fault. And no, so I don't think there's any validity to that. In, you know, were the moderators perfect? No, I don't think they were. Were they biased? I didn't see any evidence of that. It was a debate. Questions were asked. No, I hadn't heard that he was complaining, but you know, that doesn't surprise me. He's already complaining about losing an election that we haven't even had yet.
What did you make of Donald Trump's repeating of what is has been established to be a falsehood about immigrants in a certain town eating people's pets? Were you surprised he went down that road?
No, I gave up being surprised at anything Donald Trump said years ago. There's no future in that. That he repeated something that even his vice president, even J.D. Vance, Senator J.D. Vance, has said. It went from I heard this to it's a rumor. No, I'm not surprised he said that. Is it silly? Of course it's silly. Does it make any difference in this election? No, but it's so typical of Trump's negativism that, you know, it's not surprising.
His comment about some Democrats wanting abortions after birth. Again, I know you're going to say nothing surprises you. Did it shock you that he would suggest something like that?
I would have liked to have seen the faces of his advisors as he said that, to see if they're surprised. You know, he's repeated it over and over and over again. The moderators have said it has been debunked. And I assume that he thinks that he's convincing some people of that, but there's very little evidence of that. Abortion is clearly a debatable topic, but nobody's debating killing newborn babies.
The economy is seen as one of Trump's strongest suits relative to Harris. Was there much discussion on the economy, and how did Kamala Harris fare on that in your view?
So I think that's a more difficult subject for Democrats than Republicans, because the polling indicates that for some reason Trump scores higher on that than he does on other things. But if you look at the raw numbers, the American economy has recovered quite well from the pandemic, faster and probably stronger than any other country on the planet. But people aren't feeling it, they say. And I think one of the reasons that people aren't feeling it is because the Republicans keep talking about the fact that it's terrible. Trump exaggerates that things are, you know, 8 or 9 times more expensive than they were during his presidency. There's absolutely no evidence of that. And if you were in Ireland listening to this, to his rantings, you would think that nobody here in the United States can eat eggs or ham or bacon. It's all too expensive except for billionaires. And that's simply not the case.
Two final questions just to finish, Ambassador. Will this debate have an impact on the final result in November, do you think?
Well, of course, no one knows that. It'll take several, I would have said earlier, days, but I think actually it's weeks. Let me answer the question this way. Politics is clearly a game of addition. When it's stripped down to the basics, you must add to your collection. And I think any objective observer of tonight's discussion between Vice President Harris and former President Trump would conclude that Vice President Harris added to her collection tonight. She picked up votes. She picked up people who were on the sidelines waiting to hear more about her. She showed herself to be presidential. She showed herself to be informed. She showed herself to be looking towards the future and looking towards the American public. Former President Trump did not add to his collection. He may have consolidated some. I wouldn't be surprised if we find that he lost some people tonight by being angry and looking at the past, not the future, and talking about himself, not the American public, and the continuous falsehoods.
Finally, one person she certainly added was the pop star Taylor Swift. Does that matter? Does that make a difference? Is that a boost to the campaign, or is it just another vote?
Well, I mean, if you had the choice, would you like Taylor Swift for you or against you? I think that most reasonable people would say, I think I'll take her on my side. Now, she brings a particular audience to Vice President Harris. You would think that she has more influence with female voters than with male voters. That's a group that that Vice President Harris wants to consolidate, and I think that that Taylor Swift's endorsement will help. I also think the way that she endorsed, making fun of Senator Vance's comment about childless cat ladies as she was holding a cat in her arms and doesn't have children, adds to the comedy of it all. So it's a good thing.
Okay. Former Ambassador to Ireland, Kevin O'Malley, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.